This is the Truth Hurts program. Another day, another Biden-laced scandal. And you have to ask yourself now, is this in fact finally the Democratic Party who has had enough of sleepy, creepy, touchy-feely, mopey, dopey, little girl, gropey, muttering, puttering, shuddering, stuttering, fluttering, smuttering, mumbling, fumbling, crumbling, stumbling, bumbling, fumbling Joe Biden as the president? Have they finally had enough? Does he still have enough scrappy Joe fight in him that he is going against what George Soros, Barack Hussein Obama, the Clinton crime family, the rest of the Democratic Party is asking of him? They're tired of him going against it, or they're just embarrassed by his constant gaffes and outright lies that he's been seen and heard performing? Has the media finally gotten sick and tired of covering up for Joe Biden's lies, gaffes, goofs, trips, stumbles, falls, not knowing which way to walk off of a simple stage, which door to go through, what office he holds, how to tie his shoes, how to string together two complete sentences, even with a teleprompter? Have the Democratic Party controlling interests, the George Soroses of the world, finally had enough of the failing of Joe Biden as the president? And now they are making these so-called undiscovered documents available? Or is there really just that much ineptness in the Biden administration and that much, what is the word I'm looking for? Participation, being in cahoots with the FBI? The double standard is glaringly obvious. Now listen, the first documents they found in the Penn Biden Center in a closet shared by many office people, God knows who has keys to that office, you can maybe make the argument, okay, well, they found them, they turned them in, that's the end of it. No justification for an FBI raid on Biden's properties. But then there were found more classified documents in Biden's home, in his house, and then more in his garage. You know, the garage that he opens the door to go drive his Corvette on weekends, leaves the garage door open for minutes, hours, God knows how long, and then comes back home and closes them. The gardener gets in and out of that garage, the groundskeepers, people are roaming in and out of that garage all the time. And don't you find it ironic that the FBI has not raided Biden's property? Even though this unsecured location, which doesn't even require Biden to disclose what criminals, what organized crime figures are coming in and out of his home, because it's not, quote unquote, an official residence? Where's the double standard there? It's blatantly, glaringly obvious. Why was Mar-a-Lago raided? You know, Donald Trump's residence. How come that place can get raided? How come if the FBI wanted to, they could have gone to any number of Mr. Trump's properties and raided them, had there been some call to do so? Next question. Where is Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, and the Republican members of our House of Representatives who hold a majority in the lower chamber of Congress, who have the right, the authority, and the obligation to demand that the FBI now go forward and raid Mr. Joe Biden's personal properties? We have now found classified, highly sensitive government documents in not one, not two, not three, but now four places. And somehow, the Justice Department, the FBI, doesn't see a need to raid the Biden residences, the Biden properties. They humiliated Donald Trump and his family, raiding his personal private residence in the cover of night at gunpoint, wearing body armor and masks and sunglasses and hats to disguise who they claim to have been, the FBI. They rifled through people's underwear drawers, their kitchen cabinets, the junk drawer off the utility room. They went onto and into closets, cupboards, vanity cabinets, linen closets. They turned over mattresses, went through bedside tables and chests of drawers, not to mention armoires, dressers, desks, file cabinets at the Trump estate. They humiliated Donald Trump and his family, likely planted evidence there. 8 hours, 8+ hours to raid one house. And how many men were there? 60 or more? Come now. You think they walked in and all the boxes they walked in with were empty? You walk in with a bunch of boxes. Was anyone allowed to look in those boxes when they entered the Trump residence to make sure those boxes did not have the documents that they likely planted on Mr. Trump? Just a thought. Just a hypothetical situation. You've thought about it. I know I've damn near thought about it on a weekly basis since they raided Mr. Trump's personal private residence and then spent weeks, nay, months trying desperately to justify their actions. Joe Biden himself insulted President Trump, saying that it was wrong and immoral and unethical and illegal and blah, 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 to have those classified documents at his residence. It was unfathomable, unthinkable. And yet, here he is, Joe Biden, with classified, highly sensitive, secret, top secret, ultra classified documents sitting at the University of Pennsylvania in a closet that anyone could have gotten into. You don't think Joe Biden was the only one with keys to the locked closet in the office of the Penn Biden Center, the think tank, the money laundering operation that bore his family's name, do you? You think Joe Biden kept that key to the Penn Biden Center closet on the key ring with his Corvette? Of course not. The building's security, the building's maintenance, the building's management, and the management of the Penn Biden Center very highly likely had keys to that locked cabinet, that locked closet. And to let Joe Biden's own staff, his own attorneys, investigate this, highly, highly improper, highly unlawful, unethical. You're letting the criminal take his own attorneys to investigate the criminal. What? What kind of third world banana republic has the United States become under Joe Biden? They take 60 or so agents of a formerly respected law enforcement entity known as the Federal Bureau of Investigations. They corrupt those individuals and send them into Donald Trump's home in the dark of night. But yet, when it comes to Joe Biden doing not only the same thing, but far worse, four instances that we know of, and possibly more, they then allow his own team to go through all of the documents he has and say, yeah, this one looks classified. That one looks classified. This one says top secret on it. Let's turn these over. And then less than a week later, they announce that they've found more. And then the next day they found even more. And then over the weekend they found even more. And that doesn't call for an FBI raid of the Biden properties? Talk about hypocrisy. Talk about a double standard. Sorry, folks. The high-pitched nature of my voice today is due to the sheer shock and utter surprise, of course I'm being facetious, that the Biden administration, which was supposed to be the most transparent administration in modern times, according to Mr. Biden, that's the campaign he ran on. They waited over 48 days to reveal that they had these sensitive, highly classified documents in Mr. Biden's possession. What did they do during the nearly 2 months that they knew about these documents? Why didn't they report it the day they found it? Like we were told about the so-called Trump classified documents the day the FBI found them in an illegal, unethical, probably very suspicious raid on Donald Trump's home. Not likely, not probably, a very suspicious, ill-timed or perfectly timed raid on Donald Trump's home. Meanwhile, the midterm elections were fast approaching, and as predicted, a great red wave was about to come forward, and that great red wave likely would have occurred had these classified documents found in Joe Biden's possession illegally, unlawfully, criminally in his possession, been reported to the media in the 3 or 4 days before the midterm elections. You see, the left-wing, progressive, mainstream, liberal, woke media did not report on these items. And if it hasn't already come out, I'm certain it will come out, that the media knew well in advance of the midterm elections that this cache of illegal documents was indeed in the possession of Joe Biden and had been turned over to the National Archives and Records Administration before those midterm elections. Where is the outrage in the media? Where is the outrage of the American people? Oh, that's right. While all of this is going on, they're more worried about who Miss Universe is, or some black kid that has a heart attack on a football field. They always, on the Democratic side, on the leftist, progressive, liberal, woke side of our media equation, they always seem to have something more important to report than the detrimental items that would hurt the Democratic Party, that would hurt sleepy, creepy, touchy, feely, gropey Joe Biden. Isn't it funny? You don't think the media is manipulating your mind, your thought process? They divert your attention away from truly important matters when it is convenient for them to do so, and when it is politically expedient for them to do so. When the diversion of your attention away from critically important matters of national security go against the Democrats in power, the media diverts your attention away, making you focus on things like the lie that they call systemic racism. When Donald Trump was president, the most important thing on planet Earth was the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus of 2019. Remember? Lockdowns and, oh, Trump's doing a horrible job. And there was gropey Joe Biden saying, no president should remain in power that presides over 220,000 COVID deaths. This man's a disgrace. He needs to be removed from office. Remember that? I sure the hell do. I reported on it for weeks. And yet here we are. Joe Biden is your president. He has now presided over 1 million COVID deaths. Do you see COVID death toll numbers on the bottom of your news screens on the news shows anymore? Do you see that floating cartoon COVID cell on the screen behind every reporter's report? Do you see the daily death count crawl? Do you hear anything at all negative about the President Biden handling of the Wuhan, China novel coronavirus? Of course not. It does not fit the Democratic Party's narrative. They control the volume. They control the audio. They control the video. They control the content. They control every aspect of what you see and what you hear on the news on a daily basis. When Joe Biden came on television and said that Donald Trump should not have had those classified documents that he had at Mar-a-Lago, documents that he had every right to take as president because he declassified them, maybe verbally, not sure, but he was the president, so he had authority to take those documents. Joe Biden said it was a disgrace. It was unconscionable, unthinkable, illegal, immoral, unethical, unlawful. Whatever words he used, he said it's an embarrassment to have those documents in the possession of Donald Trump now that he's no longer the president. And yet here we are, what, 6 months later? Joe Biden, who was not the president when he stole classified documents so that he could use those classified documents to write a book or his memoirs, or maybe as extortion against people. Joe Biden was found with the same type of classified documents, not just in one place, but in at least four different places. But that's okay. He will get a pass, and you don't see anyone on CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC, the New York Times, or any of those liberal newspaper outlets calling Joe Biden out for his obvious double standard. Instead, you see the little lesbian Jamaican black girl, Karine Jean-Pierre, she bees up there on the White House podium, and she bees trying to make excuses for the president. First of all, she said he was surprised. Surprise! Of course he's surprised. Joe Biden gets up every morning surprised. He doesn't remember what he did yesterday. He said, I went where? Ah, damn, I don't remember that. Of course Joe Biden is surprised that he doesn't know those documents were in his possession. Because he doesn't remember a damn thing that he has done or said, unless it is reminded to him by cue card, by teleprompter, by earpiece, or sometimes by a Secret Service person dressed up as the Easter Bunny. If you don't know about that one, look up Biden counseled by Easter Bunny. You'll see the entire truth of that. During the Washington, D.C. White House Easter egg hunt, Easter egg roll, whatever the hell they call it, Joe Biden was so lost, so confused, so out of his mind that a Secret Service agent dressed up as the Easter Bunny had to guide him as to where to go, where to step, what to say, who to speak with, who to not speak with. That's reality. That really, really happened. I'm not making it up. As Joe Biden would say, it's not hyperbole. It's the real thing. I'm telling truth here. Whenever Joe Biden opens his mouth, he's lying. And you have to watch for the subtle cue that when Joe Biden tells you a story, some made-up fable, some fairy tale, where he is always the hero of his own story, And then he follows that fabled story up with the line, I'm telling the truth here. That means he's lying twice. He's lying doubly. He's really full of crap. Joe Biden has been found with illegally obtained, illegally possessed, classified documents in his personal dwelling, in his garage, in his home, in his library, in the Penn Biden Center. Why is he not getting the same treatment in the media, the same calls for impeachment, the same demands for accountability that Donald Trump received when he supposedly was found with a few classified documents at his house? By the way, we've still never been told the entire story about Donald Trump's possession of classified documents. We still don't know how many. We still don't know what they pertain to. Were they national security related? Why? Because as I reported on this very program, those documents were probably not as sensitive as the media lied, made up, exaggerated, overhyped, overreported to begin with. And they'll hide behind the excuse, but they were classified, so we can't divulge the information about them because they were classified. If we went ahead and told you about them, we'd basically be declassifying them. You see, my friends, there's a double standard, and it is designed specifically, intentionally, willfully, deliberately, purposefully to protect Joe Biden. But the very fact that this is coming out now and that a few news outlets have finally said enough, we need to start reporting at least something on this. Our credibility, ha ha ha, as journalists, ha ha ha, is going down the proverbial toilet because Fox News is reporting it, because other outlets are reporting it, and they're questioning our integrity. They're questioning our journalistic ethics. So they have to report it. So you have to ask yourself the question, is this the beginning of the end of the Biden regime? Have the Democrats finally had enough of Joe Biden's inadequacy, his outright failing, his outright incapacity, inability to do his job? Have they finally had enough of Joe Biden that they're now saying, well, we asked you to step down, Gropey Joe. You haven't done so. So now we're going to take you down. And has the Democratic Party, those in power and those pulling their strings, have they called out the doggies and said, okay, y'all, it's time. It's time to get rid of Joe. He hasn't lived up to our expectations of him. Time for Joe to go. Let's put a scandal out there and let's get people outraged enough. And then we'll give Joe another opportunity. Quit, be impeached, or the Republicans are going to call for the 25th Amendment. And then you'll be disgraced. Is that what they're trying to do now? Fish or cut bait? Is it time to cut bait? And if they cut bait, the United States of America is in for 2 full years of the total shit show, the incompetent, airheaded, vapid word salad spewing, never done a damned good thing for anyone in her entire life, Camel Toe Harris. Can you just imagine 2 years of the pro-socialist, so-called woke, progressive, liberal, Democrat, airhead, unintelligent, ignorant, fake black woman known as Camel Toe Harris to be your president? I am not calling for anyone to be killed. for anyone to be done away with, for anyone to be ass-ass-in-ated. I would never, ever, ever espouse that. I'm making that perfectly clear here on the Truth Hurts program. I am not calling for violence against anyone. But if I were a Vegas odds maker, and you know they play the odds on these things, they have the odds of damn near every aspect of every human life available to be bet upon in Vegas. The Vegas odds makers, they wanted to know how long, I mean, they place bets on how long the national anthem will be during the Super Bowl. That's reality. That's fact, my friends. Over 2 minutes, under 2 minutes. Over 60 seconds, under 60 seconds. Whatever the hell it is, they place wagers. People make those bets every year. Will the roulette wheel ball fall on red or fall on black or, by God, heaven forbid, 00 green? There are odds for everything, including how long a president will live, whether or not a president will die in office, whether or not a president will be assassinated in office. You know, Obama had high odds of being assassinated. Vegas odds makers said, oh, first black guy, you know damn well some redneck with a goddamn shotgun's gonna come out here and pop that black guy. And it didn't happen. And so some Vegas odds makers lost money because Obama wasn't killed. When Donald Trump became president, you know damn well they said, well, I bet you some crazy snowflake's gonna come out here and off the president. They're gonna kill him, some Donald Trump. You know damn well there were Vegas odds on that. I'm not espousing, I'm not calling for, I'm in fact denouncing any assassination of any president. I just can't imagine Joe Biden being in office much longer, either age-related retirement, 25th Amendment incapacity forcing him out, impeachment calling for his resignation in disgrace, natural causes death. Someone might take a shot at him. But I think he has better odds of remaining alive and in power than she does. I really can't see her ascending to the throne at the White House because of her ignorance, her stupidity, her inability to even do the job she was hired to do as the lackey second in command. She couldn't straighten out the border. She never even went. She couldn't address the so-called roots causes of illegal migration. She still hasn't even identified those causes. This country is in for at least two more years of decline. And if you're listening to any of the stuff going on in Davos, Switzerland right now, the World Economic Forum, disguised as the, well, it's called the World Economic Forum. That's a disguise, a pseudonym, a nom de plume for what's really going on down there, the New World Order, the destruction of freedom, the destruction of democracy around the globe. If you've been watching, listening to any of that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The end of your freedom as you know it. That is reality, my friends. That is what is happening right now. And if you can't see that, then you are as blind and ignorant as Camel Toe Harris. My friends, I've run out of time for this edition of the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Go out there and make it a terrific Tuesday, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. I apologize if you were offended, but I retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. This program was pre-recorded.